And a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all. In addition to call-ins, we are a RosieOnTheHouse.com is a 24/7 powerhouse that we're actually getting ready to completely redesign and redo and bring a lot new features for the user. And we'll get into those details as the developments get closer. But we're about 8 weeks out from launching the new website. In the meantime, we always have the contact us, just like Jeff in Tucson. I don't know what we're going to tell him, because this is, well, you know how hard it is to kill Bermuda grass. I mean, it can be a very challenging thing, and a lot of times you tell people, grow it, grow it, grow it, water it, grow it, get it looking great, so it absorbs all the poison when you hit it. Well, but poor Jeff's horribly allergic to it, and he needs to get rid of it. So is there a way he can get rid of it without growing it immensely and aggravating his allergies? Or is he just going to have to live through it for a summer?
Well, the most effective way is to eradicate it by using a systemic herbicide called glyphosate, which you find in Roundup and high-yield kills all. And it's only effective when the grass is actively growing or growing at a quick rapid pace, and in health, you know, the healthier and faster growing it is, the more effective it is. Typically, the allergy part of Bermuda is from the pollen when it blooms, typically. So as long as you didn't let it go to seed or to flower, I would think his allergies could be kept at bay, which, you know, you should be able to kill it before it got to that point. Depending on what he's trying to do after he kills it, you know, of course, if you just quit watering it, it will kind of die and go away. The problem is every time it rains, or if you start planting plants and put a little drip irrigation to those plants, you will then have Bermuda grass growing wherever there's water present. I mean, I don't care how long you quit watering it for. Some of it will stay alive, and it'll come back when you start adding a little water. So certainly by quit watering it. Another thing he might try and do is solarizing it. Take some heavy, clear plastic and put it over the top of the area. Seal it, weight it down with rocks and dirt so it completely seals it, and let it just cook. You know, especially the hotter it gets, the more effective that might be. I still am skeptical whether it would completely kill the roots of Bermuda grass, which go very deep into the ground. So it's nearly impossible to try and dig it out and get rid of it that way. You can over the period of years and years and years, but it's a long, drawn-out process. So I would encourage him to, you know, just try and do it, you know, use a mask, spray it. You know, if you wait until spring, until it's really growing, it really doesn't take that long if you will get it good and green and growing and then hit it with a good dose of glyphosate.
Now, if he's taking a holistic approach, Julie, and he's doing the Mediterranean diet, he could just let his lamb, you know, if he went and found his lamb from one of direct market, yeah. You know, he could use that for his grass control. They will definitely keep it from ever pollinating.
It would never go to seed or bloom if you had lambs or goats out there eating it.
It's funny you should mention that, because we have a couple of our goat farmers that will, so to speak, loan out their herd and in some of these forested areas, and they eat everything.
You even see
at
them,
least the goats.
You even see them along the 202 along the riverbed there. They've put goats in those water retention, water recharging basins to keep the weeds and brush down.
So we've got our lamb for this Mediterranean, and the name of the recipe again?
Is, hold on, let me pull up my website.
If you missed it earlier, we've got Julie Murphy from the Arizona Farm Bureau in, and there's this Mediterranean diet that's supposed to be extremely healthy.
And I posted it on my Twitter account and also my Facebook account, but it's a lamb, leg of lamb, and it's a recipe by Carmen Aza, who's one of our lamb ranchers, and they've been in, you know, generations have been raising lamb. So it's a really good recipe, and I've posted it on both of my accounts so that people can get the recipe and all the ingredients.
And the other ingredients would consist of, and while we're covering the Mediterranean diet, is there's virtually nothing on that, well, not that we don't grow somewhere in Arizona, whether it's deserts or a little higher elevation, we can get that whole
or at some depending on the time of year, you can probably grow it all here. You know, it just might be a wintertime thing or a spring thing. Like tomatoes and peppers, we're starting to plant now. You can still plant some of the leafy lettuces and those types of things. Fruit trees and grapes and berries are all being planted now. So,
and our winter and spring vegetables are just abundant right now, especially in Yuma. So there's so many things about the Mediterranean diet that just, again, align so well with our Arizona ag. But it's basically a 6 or 7 pound leg of lamb. She has a special marinade for this recipe, which, again, I posted on our channel, so if somebody wants to try it. And the sad thing about it in our American diet was we don't realize how wonderfully nutritious and tasty lamb is. We have a tendency to default to some of the other protein meats, but lamb is very good, and it's so Mediterranean. That's one of the reasons why I thought it'd be fun to kind of highlight today.
Y'all are making me so hungry. I had to go out and get some Mediterranean donuts this morning.
I love it.
Powdered sugar. Got
olive oil on them?
With some blue cheese stuffed olives on top. It was delicious.
Ooh. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.